You're listening to the Building Visibility Podcast, Episode 1. Hello, and welcome to the Building Visibility Podcast. We're going to be talking here about business matters, getting visible, the mindset it takes to actually build a business, and really how you get yourself visible and out there and ready to build that business and make it happen. So that's what we're talking about here, and I hope you're into that and that you really want to be here. So that's what the podcast is. And what I want to talk about today is what your potential clients are looking for, because a lot of times we don't know. And you think you know, it's like that should be obvious, right? Because here's the thing. Whatever your business is, there's a market out there and they're looking for you. And it really doesn't matter what your business is. Okay, you could be a coaching craft coach, you could be a health coach, you could be a dating coach, you could be a business coach, you could just be a get your life together coach, right? Whatever kind of coach you is, there's people out there for you. And the thing is, the reason why they're there waiting for you, no matter else who else is out there, is because only you can teach the way you teach, right? Only you can offer them what you offer. And so there are people that are looking just for you. And you say, okay, I can agree with that. But then why aren't they buying? So it's a little bit interesting, right? You're probably doing something that misses the mark in important areas. So I know you have a market because, you know, I do a lot of volunteering and I work with this spiritual organization and we give talks. And we would pick different people to do the talks at different days. And so one time we gave a talk, we had this guy do it. Gave the talk and we had this guy do it. And I really liked the guy and we would have great conversations. But on this day, he did the talk. And I don't know what he said. We were talking about something that I was totally familiar with and was deep into, but I don't know what he said at all. It was like gobbledygook. I didn't know what he said. He might as well have been Greek. But the people that came and heard him speak really got a lot out of it. They heard him and they were excited about what he said. And they gathered around him and talked with him after it. Because only he could have said it the way they needed to hear it. I would have never said it the way he said it. I don't even know what he said. But the people that came that day heard what he said, because he said it how they needed to hear it. And that happens for you. So you, when you're not getting customers or keeping customers, it's generally because you're doing something that makes them have to go find another coach. And most likely that is that you're not making it easy for them to buy. Now, it sounds like obvious, like, of course you want them to buy your products and services. And of course you want it to them to get it. And I don't know why this is so hard, right? Keep it simple. Come on. KISS, right? Keep it simple. Simple. Okay? And that sounds obvious, but you would be shocked how many people break that rule. Right? I broke that rule. I remember that I had a podcast before and I was working on my podcast and I ended up losing my podcast because I changed my website and it broke it. And then I couldn't get Google to recognize my new site as my old podcast, no matter what I did. So I had to start over, but that's okay. That's neither here nor there. what I did that was really crazy, right? Now, there's simple things you could do, like maybe you don't make the buy buttons where people can see them, or maybe you don't have any contact information so that people know you're real, or maybe you don't have a clear call to action anywhere, right? To let people know that you want them to buy. Or maybe they can't get through your site and figure out where anything is because everything's overcomplicated, right? Or you have one thing and then you don't let that lead to the next thing easily, right? So there's a lot of different things, but that doesn't even, like, I was even worse than that, right? Because you want to make it easy for your customers to buy from you, and then they'll make more money from you and they'll sing your praises. But what I did, which was really crazy, I was doing this podcast and I was getting followers on my podcast, and people were talking about how good my podcast was. And this woman comes and she gives me a review, and she's like, well, I accidentally stumbled on this podcast and this is really good stuff. It's really good. I like this podcast. The only thing is, the only problem I have is I don't know where to buy the stuff. I don't know where to, how do I get to work with the woman? How do I buy her stuff? I don't see how to get in touch, you know, be able to work with her. And that was her review. Like, my podcast was great, but she couldn't buy anything to work with me. And I looked, you know, and I had been thinking, oh my God, I'm not making any money on this. This is so awful. I got to do something to make money. I didn't have anything for sale. So people couldn't give me any money because I had nothing to sell them. I just had what I had. Like, I had all this great information. I had some freebies. I wasn't selling anything that anybody could buy. So they couldn't move forward with me. And you don't want to make that kind of problem, right? You want to make it easy. You want to have something there for them to buy. And you want to make it easy for them to find it, buy it, pay for it, get through the sales process, right? And then you're good. So that is that's the easiest way. And you want to remember that some people are, you know, new. They're newbies. They don't know how to work in the marketplace. They don't know anything. And so you want to make it so easy that they can use it too. And they will be the people that become your customers and become most loyal to you because you help them get through the stuff. You help them be able to get through the process and become what they wanted to. You know, if you treat them well right now, then tomorrow when they're making money, they'll still be yours because you help make it. You help make them, right? So you want to offer a funnel that includes some low-cost and self-study products. It has some ebooks and guides. It has some email courses, right? You want low-end stuff. You want some mid-range stuff, right? So you have your membership sites, your forums, your Facebook groups, and you get to your mid-range stuff, and then you get to your high-end stuff, and then you get to your VIP stuff. And you got to make sure all of that stuff kind of flows through in your funnel. And I'm guilty. I have been very guilty of not doing any of that, right? I've been one of those people that I'll build a mailing list and then I won't email them. Now, that's silly because every time you're not mailing your email mail list, not building a relationship with them, you're losing money. So these are things that I've learned the hard way and that I'm telling you so you don't have to learn it the hard way. You can learn it from my experience and do it better and make it work faster because you don't have to go through the trials and stuff that I did, right? You don't have to make the same mistakes I did, okay? So the other thing is when you're setting up your niche, you want your niche and your marketing, your funnel, you want to make sure that you are being you, right? Because every niche right now is very competitive. It's very crowded. And everybody wants to be there. And especially now, everybody wants to be on the market and online. And everybody wants to figure out how to build their business online. But the only thing that sets you apart from everybody else that makes you stand out is your personality and your methodology, right? So you got to let that shine. You got to be you, right? So that they get to know you and like you and trust you. You got to be you. You got to open up. And that's why I talk so much about being visible, because you have to be visible in your business and connected to your business so that people see who you are, right? So you can share personal stuff, you know, not so personal that you feel threatened, but personal enough so people know you're a human being and that you have human things, right? So you can share personal updates. You can post photos on Instagram and Facebook about your life outside of the business. And you can take a stand for what you believe in. You know, you might want to call that a banner message, or you might want to call it, you know, your stand. You want to say, I believe in this and I'm standing for it. Even if it's controversial, even if it's unpopular, take a stand. So like for me, I'm always saying, you know, that profitability, right? Profitability in a business requires three things, right? That you got to have these three things. You got to have visibility, and you got to have a structure, and you got to have a structure, and you got to have systems with automation, right? And, you know, there's a lot of people that don't think you need a structure. There's a lot of people that don't think you need a plan. There's a lot of people that don't think you need systems. They just want to go ahead and do it what they're doing. That's my banner message. I'm standing on it because I believe that that's the only way to build a business you love. And so I stand on that all the time, strong and hard. And, you know, you can take whatever you like, right? There are going to be people that get turned off when they get to see your personality or that, you know, how you act or what you say. But do I want them as my customers? If they don't like me, we're not going to work well, right? So I get to be me because that's how I build a business I love. And if they want to be my customer, then they'll accept me. And if they don't accept me, that's okay. Because there's a whole bunch of other coaches out there that they can work with. I'm not going to be right for everybody, and neither will you. So that's what I want to talk about today. I just want to talk about that. Just want to say, you know, customers want you to make it easy. Potential customers, and that's your customer till they buy, right? So potential customers want to be able to buy your stuff. If they're following you, if they like you, if they decided they need what they want and they want it from you, make it easy, okay? You're going to see, I'm in the process of rebuilding my site, but I'm trying my best to make it as easy as possible for people to see what I'm selling and to buy what they need from me. And you're going to learn, you know, you get to learn from what I'm doing. I'm coming from an offline, successful offline business into an online world business. But a lot of the rules are the same. A lot of how you build a business works the same way. Because business is business. And no matter how you do it, there are core things that transcend both medium. And I think what happens with a lot of people is they think, oh, I'm going online now, so it's not a business world. I can just do fiddly-lilly. And that doesn't work. Because fiddly-lilly doesn't happen, and it doesn't build you a business. It takes real work to build a business online and real work to build a business offline. Now, it's cheaper online, but it's still real work involved because you're really building a business. So if you could wrap your head around that and take some of these suggestions we just went over about making sure that your customer can buy from you and do it, make sure they can do it easily, and make sure they can do more than one thing, right? So they can buy the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. Then you're gonna see your money coming more regular. All right, so that's it for today. I hope you guys got something out of this, and I will talk to you another time. Take care, everybody. Oh, thank you for listening to today's episode. Like I said, this was our first episode, and we're gonna be getting bigger and better as we go along. Okay, so the last thing I wanna say is that I have a gift for you over on the website, buildingvisibility.com. I have a special gift. If you've been trying to figure out how to get visible, how to grow your business or be in it and make it be a business you love, I have a special gift for you over on the website. And you can just sign up, and you'll hear talk that I did about how I was getting visible. I'll give you some exercises you can try, and I hope you like them, and I will talk to you next week. All right, bye-bye.